Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs about the decision by the King to travel to Poland to attend the Auschwitz Memorial here in January. He met with a 100-year-old Holocaust survivor at the palace, and the announcement was made. Why? Gregory looks at the very unpopular and very unsuccessful Labour government led by Sir Keir Starmer that have permitted anti-Semitism in their ranks for some time. And the expectation was that would be solved when Mr. Corbyn left. It has not, is the observation. Gregory also compliments the King for being active in order to offset the very poor decision-making by the Labour government. Here's Gregory Copley on the King and Auschwitz. More of this tonight.
Yes, the King today had a meeting at Buckingham Palace with a 100-year-old survivor from the Auschwitz concentration camp from World War II, and he talked with great compassion with this 100-year-old survivor and with some of the rabbinical community, and he brought down from Birmingham students from a number of colleges there who staged some performances for him based on what they've learned about the Holocaust. He also said that he would be on January the 27th at the Holocaust Anniversary Memorial event at Auschwitz in Poland. And this is really significant because if you've been looking at British news recently, you've seen that the Labour government of Sir Keir Starmer has been actively allowing anti-Israel Muslim groups and some British groups to campaign against Israel and in favour of Palestine. In other words, accusing Israel of genocide and the Palestinians of being the victims, when, of course, on October 7th, 2023, it was the Palestinians who began a genocidal war against Israel and with, you know, massive casualty results. So what the King has done in Britain has been to balance the equation and literally speak for the people. And it's difficult to underestimate how important this is. This puts the King with the majority of the population and speaks against a very, very unpopular government in power. Now, we haven't seen this kind of activism by a British monarch for 150